ninth Mishnah of the first Pekah Vedi. He said, Poyet sell me Mois Maisa Sheini. Person has money of Maisa Sheini. He was Poyet as Maisa Sheini. And he has money of that he was paid his Maisa Sheini money onto Kaper, and now he wants to take a bunch of these Kaper coins and be paid them on one silver coin, so that he doesn't have to schlep so many Kaper coins up to Yerushalayim. The Shami was Kol HaSela Mois, that he could put the entire seller, which is the silver coin, it can be made up of Mois. Yeah, in other words, that he could take all his Kaper coins and make them into silver coins. He should leave half of it in Mois, in small coinage, so that when it gets to Yerushalayim, he'll have small coinage to use. He won't have to re-plug it back into smaller coinages. Meir says that if a person has Kesev and Peiris, he has a chati dinner of peiris and a chati dinner of kesef. He can't be mechal that on kesef, because he shouldn't be mechal from kesef on kesef. You know, from kaper on kesef is one thing, but from the same type of coin onto the other side of coin, you shouldn't do it. Even though here you're using part of the kesef to be together with the peiris, so that you end up with only kesef. He says, since part of it is kesef, you shouldn't do it. V'chol matirim, Chacham do permit this, because since the Maisa you have a certain amount of payers, so it's not convenient to be paid them independently. So if you could paid the payers together with the money in one coin, then you save yourself that extra tircha, that's good enough.